This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Let's look at our podcast showing what I expect the fishing will be like throughout the next month for both the bass and the trout. I have some very good friends who insist on fishing for the smallmouth, even though the water's getting right cold. These boys are using fast-sinking tip fly lines with a 6-foot 2X fluorocarbon leader to try to get their flies right down on the bottom. They go to the big streamers and the big nymphs, anything they can fish deeply right on the bottom. The smallmouth strikes are very subtle in this cold water. So when I even feel a bump, I hit them hard with my line hand as well as a uplifting rod motion in order to set the hook. Some of my favorite flies for this kind of fishing are the Murray's Heavy Black Helgramite in a 4, the Murray's Magnum Hogsucker. That's a winner on the big fish. We use that in a 4, and the Ollie Marauder in a 6. But you won't get as many bass this time of the year as you would 2 months earlier, but I've got some friends that do get some very nice big bass. So if you get a warm day, give it a go and use these flies the way I'm talking about them. Now, what's going on in the trout? Well, we're primarily talking about the trout that are stocked now in the large streams. Many of these locations are marked with square green signs showing you where they've stocked these trout. Now, the rainbow tend to move downstream from the stocked area. That's just the natural trait. So what I would do is start right at these signs, work way downstream very, very slowly, because the water is crystal clear. Wade down very slowly. I do like to use a combination Betsy streamer and the Mr. Rapidan streamer, both of those in a size 10 in the combination, and I swim those right across stream. The hot spot for me usually is right below the riffles. There's a lot of food in the riffles. The rainbows especially get in those riffles. So I move right in beside those riffles and fish these flies across stream just as slowly as I can, swimming them right across the stream bottom. And I work downstream very slow. Make a cast, take a step, make a cast, take a step. And this can get you some pretty big rainbows at this time of the year. If you have any questions on this, I can show you the areas we're fishing. Just stop in the fly shop or call me. I'll be glad to help you on all this. But just because it's starting to get chilly, it doesn't mean we're wiped out. So ring me at the fly shop in Edinburgh, and I'll be glad to help you on all this. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia.